You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back to Mentoring Matters, mentoring in today's business world. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, along with my partner, Dave Carson, who's joining us from the UK. Today, we've been talking about what mentoring is and how it differs from coaching. Remember, mentoring involves assisting someone to grow both professionally and personally. Mentors and mentees accomplish this by having a relationship built upon trust and mutual respect. We'll further define mentoring as we move into other shows, but for now, the above definition provides a foundation for our work. Having defined mentoring, we also have had to make a distinction between formal and informal mentoring, as both types exist and have unique aspects that can lead to ineffective mentoring if not properly understood.
Well, you're absolutely right there, Rennie. And of course, the two terms that come into play here, and we've discussed, we've touched on them earlier, and that's compatibility and chemistry. And they're the main differences between formal and informal mentoring. And as I said, we just discussed it a bit earlier, but let's just remind ourselves. Compatibility, well, this refers to the fact that the two partners in the mentoring, that's the mentor and the mentoree, mutually wish to work together in the areas of development identified by the mentoree. In addition, both partners can sufficiently communicate with each other in ways that allow for a respectful relationship to develop. Now, chemistry refers to that connection two people feel when they meet. You know, it's not easy to define, but often consists of an instant liking and sense of trust. And people will characterize it as meeting someone for the first time, but feeling like old friends. You know it when you have it, but you may not be able to be clearly articulate why you have this chemistry.
That's absolutely true. It's one of those things, as you say, you know it when you have it. Chemistry drives an informal mentoring relationship. Its existence often indicates that the relationship will be deep and long-lasting. Many of these will last a lifetime. But in a formal mentoring program, there's really no way, as we said earlier, of knowing whether chemistry will exist between two partners. That's why when it comes to matching, we have to use compatibility. Most important, our experience with mentoring shows that chemistry is not the decisive factor for successful formal mentoring. Rather, it's the mutual desire to work together and communicate effectively that creates success. Now, Dave, I know that in the training, you and I both have encountered people who really feel very strongly that chemistry has to be there. And I don't know what you say, but I generally say if that's really your philosophy, that's really what you believe, well, that's what's going to be important to you, and hopefully you'll have it in the relationship. But I just warn people to be careful, because if that's what they're looking for, they don't get it. They may miss an opportunity.
I think that's absolutely correct, Rennie. But you know, something that we do in the training so well is that we focus on people building relationships. And while they start with the compatibility, I'm almost sure that chemistry is created as well soon
yep.
after. And I think our training helps people to do that. Don't
yes.
you?
I agree. I think training is very, very important. It's one of the critical steps, and we'll devote a show to that later on in our program. Okay, we have another caller on the line. This is Maureen. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to Mentoring Matters.
Hi, Rainey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Maureen. Maureen, I just wondering what question you have for us this morning.
Well, I have a comment and a question, actually. It strikes me that what you've been talking about sounds very much almost like a dating service. You know, if you don't have chemistry on that first date, you're not likely going to want to see that person again. Don't you think you're undervaluing the importance of chemistry here in a relationship?
Well, I hope not, Robin. And I understand your analogy, and I do think that chemistry can be an important component in mentoring. You use the dating analogy, and I understand it, but I want those people who match mentors and mentorees to get away from that idea, because you focus, we think, on the wrong issue. It's not about chemistry. It's about being able to work together in order to grow and develop. The analogy I prefer to use is that of being a student and a teacher. We've all had one or two teachers that changed our lives. You know, the charismatic ones, the dynamic, they inspired us. But most of my teachers, I don't know about you, Robin, were simply good teachers. They may not have impacted me as dramatically as those other teachers, but I learned and I grew and really couldn't have had an education without them. So mentoring is about learning and developing, and I can take that advantage of both types of mentors to grow. So chemistry is nice to have and an important component to those who have it. But formal mentoring relationships don't really need the chemistry to be successful.
Let me ask Maury this question, or at least throw this out to you. I think probably what you feel and probably what David and I are saying is, and we probably could agree on, is that there needs to be some connection between the two individuals. Would you agree on that, Maureen?
Would I agree? Oh, absolutely. It just seems like it wouldn't work unless there was that bond and that chemistry and that trust.
Well, I think the key is, you're right, it wouldn't work without what I would call a connection. And I think the only difference is that for us, connection means don't limit it to chemistry. Because if you don't have chemistry, it doesn't mean you can't connect anyway. It means that you may not connect in the same way, it may not be as deep, but you might find yourself getting a great deal out of this relationship even though there isn't chemistry. And that's really the point we're trying to make, is simply don't be so focused on chemistry that you miss an opportunity for growth that might be there, even though it may not be what you originally had intended or hoped for. That's really kind of the issue, I think, for me, is there needs to be a connection. What that connection is, you know, depends on the two parties, and we can't predict it ahead of time.
Okay. Great.
Thanks for calling, Maureen.
Thank you.
And I believe we have another caller. This is Julie. Julie, welcome to Mentoring Matters.
Hi, Rainey. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Okay, well, this has been a very interesting program, and I'm interested now in getting myself a mentor, although the organization that I work for doesn't currently run a mentoring program. What do you suggest I do?
Good question, Julia, and I highly encourage you to pursue your search for a mentor. There are others like you in organizations who see the benefits of having a mentor, but for one reason or another, the company has not got around to establishing a program. For this reason, we've managed mentors, have a program called Finding Your Own Mentor. It's supported by a workbook, and it walks you through the stages you need to be aware of in your quest to find a mentor. It really walks you step by step so that you understand what mentoring is, you have a sense of what you need right now in your career or in the next few years, what you think you need. It helps you define what you should look for in your mentor. It then walks you through the process of how you go about finding that mentor, how you go about interviewing a potential candidate, how you go about asking that person to be a mentor, and what to do once the person says yes. And so if this is something you're interested in, we can get some information out to you. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
Great. Just make sure that we get your email and phone number, and we'll be happy to send that information out to you.
Before you go, Julie, can I ask you a couple of questions about your organization at the moment where you work?
Sure.
Hello? Julie?
Sure.
Yeah. What's the sort of attitude towards mentoring in your organization at the moment? Do you know if there's anything going on there?
It doesn't appear that there's anything going on, although I don't feel that people are opposed to it. I think people are just very focused on the task at hand.
Yeah. I mean, has there been any informal mentoring going on within the organization, do you know?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And what sort of representation has been made to get a mentoring program going?
It doesn't appear that there are any at this time, which is why I'd be so interested in your independent program so that I could take advantage of that for my own professional development.
That's great. Have you ever also thought, Julie, about outside mentors coming into the organization? Does that go on, do you know?
From time to time, there are people who come in with specific skills and professional development opportunities, but it isn't as often as I would like to see it.
Okay, Julie. Well, it's been good talking to you, and I hope we're able to help out with the information we can send out to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You may, Julie, you may also want to share this radio program with others in your company. Let them know that they can always go to the website and download this particular webcast as well as future shows. And that may help them to understand mentoring, and maybe they will be moved to want to do a mentoring program for you. Okay?
That sounds wonderful. I will go to the website and download the link. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie, for your call. You have a good day now.
Okay.
Yeah, Rennie, I mean, Julie said, brings up an interesting point here. She's in an organization. She really sees the value of mentoring. But somewhere along the line, the organization hasn't quite clicked into this idea. And I find this a lot in the UK, you know. People do understand the value of mentoring. It seems to be left behind. In other words, there's always something on the agenda. There's always another topic that needs to be done. And yet, all the time, they're not tapping into the expertise that's within the organization that would help people.
That is true, David. I think it's because people either think that mentoring takes place anyway, they don't need to bother, or they feel it's just a nice thing to do and don't see the strategic reason why it's important. They don't understand how mentoring can help in terms of diversity, can help in terms of talent development, can help in terms of knowledge management, you know, can help in terms of succession planning. People just don't see those connections. And I think it's because they just really have an impression of mentoring, don't fully understand it, and therefore just don't think it through, which is why I think our website has been designed to help people understand mentoring. And the feedback we get, as you know, Dave, is it's a very useful website because it has a lot of good information. So I would highly encourage anybody who wants to explore mentoring to go to our website and do that at www.management-mentors.com. Okay, well, we need to take another break. But when we come back, we'll be continuing our conversation on mentoring. So stay tuned to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World.